Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we have with us City Councilor James Kurt. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to be anywhere. But by golly, we had a rather average time span for a meeting last night with our... The big thing was, I guess a lot of people are curious about this new broadband company that's coming to Bartlesville.
Clarity, yes. Yeah. They came in last night. We approved them in our meeting a month ago to come in and grant them a franchise. And last night was more just kind of an informative meeting where they came in and ran a PowerPoint and opened themselves up to questions. They had no representation at the first meeting when we approved it. The gentleman that was going to be there was ill. And so he has now came with his CEO and told us about a significant investment they're going to put into Bartlesville market, $40 or $50 million, and somewhere in Oklahoma up to $250 million. So they're a large expanding company, and the city is obligated at some point to allow them to come do business here, and we granted them a franchise a month ago. So last night's meeting was just kind of a housekeeping meeting where we were able to ask them some questions, and they opened themselves up to that.
Great, great, great. We did have some other business taken care of last night, didn't we?
Yeah, we had several things going on last night. I think one notable thing that I was sure proud of is we always have proclamations, and besides Arbor Day, which I read that proclamation, it's a good proclamation, and urging citizens to take care of trees and grow trees, and Bartlesville's always been a tree city, so that's been a good thing. And then we also recognized our code enforcement department, who does it's a pretty thankless job. There's no real winners in that job, and we tried to their best to keep our city clean and orderly, and take care of neighbors that are worried about other properties within their neighborhood. So it's a very difficult job, and we appreciated them last night, along with the mayor, noting how much work our city staff does and how good they all really do. But it was nice to note the code enforcement people last night. So, yes, but I'll tell you, in terms of what's going on in Bartlesville, from road improvements to new road improvements, we've got our Highway 75 project starting, a paving project, which is a mill and overlay. It's really basically going from No Water Road to 2400 Road. So it's about a 75-day project and due to commence almost at any time. So it's a mill and overlay. It's not just a patchwork, and it's a deep mill and overlay. They're going to do 3 and 4 inches. So it's going to be it should be a lasting job by the Department of Transportation in Oklahoma. So we've been waiting for that. I made some joke that I would like to have veered off and done the Adam Boulevard from 75 to Silver Lake, because that's probably one of the roughest stretches of road we have. Mm-hmm. That's in their 5-year plan, so we're still probably several years out from getting that done. And this, if you look around town and you see all the track hose around here with new construction between Brooktown, Slotsky's, we've got a new drive-through coffee shop coming Scooters, in at Eastland called Scooters. And we've got a new kind of a drink station shop coming in by the old ConocoPhillips station there on Frank Phillips Boulevard. Mm-hmm. So a lot of great activity in town right now to see these new businesses and enterprises coming to town.
You know, in some cities, they're just doing really good to kind of maintain after COVID. We're growing, growing by leaps and bounds, comparatively speaking.
We do. Our sales tax last month was up 15%. And we've never had, in my time here in Bartlesville, and certainly on my time, 2 terms on the council, we've never had to experience sales tax growth like that. We know it's a lot of us tied to COVID, government money that came into the system, but it'll taper off, I think. But I think you're exactly right. Our growth is noticeable and significant at some points.
Good. So, I understand we did some bidding. We didn't even need an auctioneer last night.
No, we did. We bought some asphalt and some concrete, which we always do. And Trevor did a good job on that. And I had a sizable project that the park boards looked at for a number of years. It was a 2012 bond issue, sales tax bond issue. It was actually a secondary project that we wanted to do at the end of the bond issue. That's why it's so late in coming. And sales tax over that period of time had been very slow. So we've finally got that put together. We've been able to put some other money from other pots that we had to refinish the pool, and we had some money from our current bond issue to redo the parking lot there. Mm-hmm. We've pooled that all together. We've got a good contractor. It's about a $3.1 million job, and we're going to put in two water slides and a pool in front of it. It's really going to try to attract and keep a little bit older teenagers involved in the pool and, mm-hmm. and have them out there. So great project. We've pulled one slide back. It originally called for three, but I think we're hopeful that the way sales tax is going over the next several months, we may be able to fund that third slide. So we awarded that bid last night, and looking forward to having that pool project done out of Sooner.
Well, that is going to be great.
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely great. Now, I understand we have some plans maybe down the line for the library to have a nice little facelift on that second
floor. Yeah, a remodel in the
floor.
Upstairs section. Yeah. So Mayor Copeland handled that last night, and going to be a nice addition to the Bartlesville Library. Paul is on the library board there, but there we've been doing a lot for the library in terms of software upgrades and now the remodel of that building, so the upstairs lounge of that building. So that's going to be another nice place for people to gather and enjoy the space up there because it's a wonderfully designed building and maybe underutilized at that space, but I think that'll certainly draw some activity up there and be a great place to hang out and read and study and do the things you do in a library.
You know, it's already the envy of a lot of towns our size. They just don't have, you know, what we have going on there. Not only do we have a library, but we have a library of things.
Yes.
That goes on there, too. And people can take their media and kind of mix it and condense it down. I mean, and also you can have meetings.
Yep.
You meetings. Can have cooking classes. They do everything there. And people say, well, what's at the library? Well, You got about 20 minutes, we can tell you.
Yeah. Well, we've had a lot of people with vision over the years that built that library many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great structure and been highly utilized, well-funded by the city. The city, you know, does its best to fund it, but we've been repairing the building, keeping the building up, and now we're going to remodel it. So it's really going to be a nice addition.
What are some of the things that we didn't hear this morning so far that happened last night that folks really need to pay attention to?
Well, we've got one thing is we do have the leaf cleanup December, I wrote it down, the 6th through the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So your yard waste, you can clean up yard waste. There's no limits to the bags.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to be marked. You just set them out by the curb, and the city will come by that week of the 6th through the 10th to pick up your yard waste. That's trees and grass and shrubs and whatever you need to throw away, we'll pick up and haul off for you.
Just remember, if you got those sticks and things, you got to have them cut to like by 4 foot lengths, and you have to bundle them because, hey, you know, we got to do our part.
Yeah, we gotta keep it small enough that the people picking it up can haul it and put it into the truck.
Yeah.
So, and I generally in our neighborhood, I see people are really pretty considerate about that
tie
it up, and you know, we like to get rid of that and keep our city clean and tidy, and it's a good way to help the citizens do that. So looking forward to getting that done, and I know a lot of people really are, that's a nice service we're able to offer for them.
Oh, it truly is, because by the time early December hits, whoa, that yard needs something.
It needs clean up, and you know, you like to be organized enough to get it done there so you don't have to do it in the spring. Most of us, like myself, we wait until the spring to clean up our stuff. So, but I do see a lot of people organized and efficient enough to get it done, and again, it's good service for our city.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Do we have boards and things that folks, if they're interested, do they need to?
We've always got boards. You know, the mayor went over it last night. We've got 200 some odd volunteers serving on a number of committees, and
Sweet.
There's always a spot. There's an application process. If you get on the city website, you can see what spaces are available. And if you'd like to apply, there's an application process to just fill out and send it in, and we'll be happy to look at it.
We're talking with City Councilman James Kurd, and I understand that when you serve on these, if you had an interest or maybe a curiosity of how a city operates, this is a great way to stick your foot in and really kind of get a feel for what goes on and just how complicated it can be.
Yeah, and it's a great way to, I mean, people have, if they have the time that want to help them mm-hmm. serve the community, it gives you a direct input to a administrative head or department head. You're able to speak with them,
mm-hmm.
And it connects you in a way that you're not connected as a typical citizen. And so if you want to be involved in city government at some level or you want to contribute back to the community, I know we're all busy. It's hard to find that time a lot for a lot of people, but some people do have mm-hmm. the time and the desire, and we look forward to having people like that. You know, our citizenry here is great. They contribute to our public comment and our meetings, but it's always nice to have citizens who want to step in and serve on these committees. Some are, you know, pretty pretty tired traffic committees. I mean, but they look at speed bumps. They look at traffic flow. We've got, you know, we've just got wastewater committees that look at the things that we're doing to improve our sewer and sanitary system. We've just got a lot of committees that help the city function every day and allow the city administration to gather public input as we go forward with projects. And when we build bond issues and build bond lists of things we want to get done, this is a good conduit to get that information sometimes.
And you just identified, and I don't care what city it is in America, the two things that people consider to be the most important to them: the streets they drive on and the water they drink.
Yes.
Maybe not in that order. I think it's the water they drink first.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we're very cognizant. And I mean, it's so great. And you mentioned the streets, and I did want to mention, we opened Hillcrest, and it's just turned out to be just a fabulous view and a fabulous drive. If you've driven that thing for 20 or 30 years like myself, it's always been that narrow, saggy, bumpy road. And now with wide shoulders and the addition of the path to the left of it using the old roadbed, it's just a fabulous project. It got done well ahead of schedule. Our contractor did a tremendously good job. We started out in the rain and the mud, and then we got that dry period. And he put the pedal to the metal and got it done early. So we're very grateful for that.
We drove it this past weekend, and I want to tell you, you got to mind your speed, because it's real easy to think, hey, no, don't, don't.
No, and it came just at the right time, because we don't control the highway, or the Department of Transportation, so they're showing up and going to tear up 75 now.
Yeah.
But now we've got that open as a thoroughfare to get off of 75 and avoid those areas. And it's in four phases, so you can kind of time your use. It's basically going to start north at Nowata and work south to 2400. So you'll be able to use the southern part for the next several weeks as they move south. But it's about a two and a half month project, so you can kind of just gauge yourself and stay off that road the best you can.
Now, I understand with mill and overlay, like they're going to do on 75, they kind of grind up and just kind of chip away, and then they reseal really nice and smooth. It's going to be a little dusty there for a while.
It'll be dusty and dirty. They'll generate a lot of waste, but it's a whole lot better than
patchwork.
And we've seen the patchwork on Adams Boulevard along through town here and the shape that Adams is in. And again, we're on a five-year plan with them, so we really can't control when that project's done, but we're certainly waiting in the wings, waiting for that project to get done. Very thankful they're out on 75. It's very wide. You know, when you drive from here to Tulsa on that road, it's just a great road.
It is.
It's very drivable and easy to drive. So maintaining it for the sake of Bartlesville and our traffic and people going north of here is great to have it done by them.
As Mike Bailey often reminds Adams, it's a state highway.
Right.
It's theirs. We do what we can.
It's called Adams, like it's a street in our town, but it is a highway. And we're very, it's in need of repair, and we know that, and the state knows that. So we're urging them at every opportunity to move that project forward. So I don't know how much luck we'll have, but they've gotten the project done in front of the Chick-fil-A, the turn lane. They did that very expeditiously. It turned out nice.
Oh, you did.
And Eastland's just transforming itself into where that shopping center was 5 years ago compared to where it is today, with Hobby Lobby moving and Chick-fil-A coming in and the exercise place coming in, forget the name of it, but they've just transformed that place. It's just turned into a really nice shopping center.
Now I think there's only like maybe two or three vacancies left to fill.
Yes.
And there's that's a lot of room, and that's a lot of opportunity for commerce to take place.
Yep, and we got a Slotsky's going in right up there.
Right on the other end of it.
Right off the other end of it. So it's that corner continues. And then I think we have another occupant for the old Kmart building, I call it, the new development there where Kmart was. It's a shoe company going to come in there. So one of those two available spaces or three is going to be filled there. So, you know, that shopping center from where it looked at 2 years ago, that vacant Kmart building, to what it looks like today, is just a great addition. And Bricktown's going right in the parking lot there.
I saw the backhoes there.
They're digging that. That was one of the five or six projects that are ongoing right now. And so the pad is ready, and the construction is going to. I mean, the construction started, but the building will actually start here very, very soon.
My goodness.
So a lot of things, a lot of positive things going on in Bartlesville. Sales tax is good. It's really a positive time as we come through and continue to work through the pandemic. Things are still very positive in this community.
All right. Well, City Councilman Kurt, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think we just nailed my whole list. I think we did pretty good there. I probably gave too much information out too fast, but
that's okay.
It was a great meeting, and I'm really thankful for our city leadership and our city council we have. We all work well together, and we have our points of discussion sometimes, but we've got a good council and good leadership in our city administration.
Thank you very much for being our guest right here on K1 today.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
That's right.
Maybe this is the year.